This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Frank Pacheco's with us, and we're talking about heating systems, heating with wood. Frank, I wanted to share this with you. I didn't know the number until just like a minute ago. I went into the kitchen to top off some coffee, and Bam was working at the kitchen table with Mrs. Finelli. And I said, so that generator that we listed on Facebook Marketplace a little less than 3 days ago, how many views did it get? Frank, this is staggering. Now, this is just a Generac generator.
Mm-hmm.
Whole house generator. 3,395 views. And so, yesterday, I picked up the phone and I called the first person who said he'd like to buy it. And I spent over an hour discussing it with him. And he determined that he doesn't really have the house yet. And maybe he's putting the generator before the house. And he's a young guy with a couple children. And he decided that... And I kind of helped him make this decision, put the house before the generator. The second person I talked to said he wants it, and he's going to come get it.
Wow.
And so how many people actually sent messages that they wanted to buy it? I'm thinking probably a couple hundred. This tells me a couple things, that people want a good value. They want mm-hmm. a lower price. And it's a really nice piece of equipment. It's got very few hours on it, very few.
Yeah.
And it's virtually brand new. So they want one that's brand new. They want one with a brand name they recognize. And they want one that's the right size. And this fits all of those criteria. But what I'm seeing, after talking to people about, in general, and not only the people on the phone, but it seems like people are concerned about the reliability of the mm-hmm. grid, which
for
you
sure.
call hydro, right?
Yeah,
out there
sure.
in Canada. Yeah. I've told them, when I talk to people, I tell them a story that you've told me about the case of two generators, one with the big engine has lots of capacity and one with a smaller capacity, and how, after almost a couple of weeks of storms and power outage, the one with the little generator did better because they didn't run out of fuel.
Mm-hmm.
The one with the big generator ran out of propane. And that's because a bigger generator uses more propane than a smaller generator.
We sure give out good information to our class. And now that you had a little feeling of repairing this, maybe Ben doesn't have to get his fingernails in dirty and oil. With his mechanical background and you with your electrical background, because that's one of the things that I do all the gas part of it, okay? Let's be upfront honest. I do a bit of oil changes, and I know kind of how they work. I took a full course with Generac, which cost me about $1,000. But I have an aware of all these things where, but my mechanical abilities, and this is not really properly to say to a class that I'm trying to learn, but are not as probably as good as you and Bam. So there you go. You can start a whole new business. And you know something? There's a lot of generators out there that need a little bit of tender, loving care, and they'll be perfectly back working. Absolutely perfect, but it needs that little person that has that little touch, and you could be one of those.
Well, I shared with the two gentlemen I spoke with on the phone about the generator, And they asked me about automatic transfer switches.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I have a friend in Canada. And it's really cold up north there. And he shared this story with me about why automatic transfer switches are somewhat risky. And that being, if it snows and there's snow covering the enclosure of the outside generator and it starts up automatically, the air intake to cool the engine and to cool the generator itself and to cool the electronics may be blocked. And that, if the sensors, maybe there's no overheat sensor, maybe there is, or maybe it fails. If that's the case, that generator can overheat and self-destruct within, I don't know, maybe 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So I, what I said was, I don't want this thing automatically starting when it feels like it. I want to, if there's a power outage, I'll know it, and I'll go out to the generator. You know, maybe 15 minutes later, I'll say, okay, well, I guess it's for real. Go out to the generator, make sure that, you know, check the oil, make sure there's no mud wasps in there, you know, mm-hmm. set up shop, and that could prevent this generator from operating properly, make sure that the louvers are all clear for circulation of air and removal of heat and all those things. And then I'll start the generator, and if it doesn't sound right, I'm going to shut it off. But if it starts automatically,
mm-hmm.
I might not be there to determine if it doesn't sound right or it does sound right.
Yeah.
So that's why I want to be in control of it. And then I talked about, you know, what you said about the fuel consumption, and if it starts and runs and runs and runs and runs, and you don't need it to run all that time, you know, cycle it for a few hours, run the refrigerator, the freezer, the heating system, the lights, get the water pumped, store the water, and then shut it off. And then a couple hours later, come back, turn it on again. I mean, it's a nuisance, but we're talking about life and death, right? Isn't that what we're talking about, Frank?
I'm just laughing because I have said quite a bit, haven't I? But and there's another thing about these transfer switches, as opposed to what the kind of setup that you were talking about, is when you put a transfer switch for the whole house, you know, up here in Canada, you now have to call Hydro. Hydro has to disconnect that meter. Then you have to do your work, then call back Hydro, where a pony panel, a disconnect or a breaker kind of a system that comes with a generator where you can decide how many units, how many appliances you're going to have, decide on the amps that you need, and you can buy a manual transfer switch with just by using that from the main electrical box. For example, if you've decided that you need a 50 transfer switch manual, you can start with a 50 fuse breaker into your disconnect box without having to call Hydro. Now, I have to admit, I should say there's nothing wrong with getting, if you're doing it yourself and if you're not 100% sure, to obviously do research. Don't do what Frank does or Vince does. And if you still feel uncomfortable, I am sure that your electrical inspector, not Hydro in general, will come and see that you've done jobs right. And up here in Canada, you do pay a little fee, but the electrical inspector will come. And most of the time, this is, you know, your job is better done than an electrician would have done. I've heard so many comments of people that done their own electrical and had it inspected, and the inspector says, well, you know, because it's your home, you took more care, and all those wires are nice and straight, all those pigtails. So there you go.
Yeah, and there's a lot of truth in what Frank just said, that if it's yours, no one cares more about your things than you do. And as far as there's a book that is excellent. It's a Black & Decker Complete Home Wiring Guide. You can get it for about $5 used on eBay. Well, maybe it's now $7. But it's a great book on home wiring. It includes generators. It includes ground fault outlets. It includes three-way switches, four-way switches, everything you could possibly want to know about wiring for the do-it-yourselfer. It's truly excellent. It's the Black & Decker Complete Guide to Home Wiring. I suggest you get one, class. And, you know, I was thinking about this also, Frank. It's one thing to have a manual on a thumb drive. It's one thing to have a manual on a hard drive. But it's way better to have it on paper because you're not dependent on electricity to read the manual.
Yeah.
It's like our phone company that says, you know, if you have a problem with your internet, you know, email us. Oh, how am I going to do that?
That's why I'm going to, So we talked about, going back to our wood furnaces, a couple of things that because obviously the class is for a lot of people, and some of our classmates might be sitting on their reclining chairs listening to us talking, says, well, but you know, like, Vince is stuck in his house because of that wood furnace. He'll never be able to leave. Well, there are backup things that can be done to a wood furnace. It would not be my first choice, but for example, I service a lot of wood. No, I shouldn't say a lot because I'm exaggerating it. I service three boilers up here that had one of them was an oil backup burner, and two of them were propane backup burners, and the burners sit right on the side of the wood furnace. Outside wood furnace, and if perchance you need to go away for whatever reason, that will keep the water nice and cozy without freezing up. Of course, glycol would help, and you should. But are you familiar with those end vents where they
burner? Yeah, central boiler makes
them
an oil burner / wood furnace, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so what you're really talking about is you've got this firebox that will burn wood, but if you don't have wood, you can fire up the oil burner, and it will burn, you know, number two fuel oil, heating oil, which is also diesel. And some of them you can probably retrofit to burn waste oil. Now, in the old days, I'm talking like the 40s, 50s, 60s, small gas stations, I'm talking about ones that had two bays, one with a lift and one you just drive in and they, you know, work on a tune-up without putting the car up on the air. They generally used the oil that came out of the crankcase, the used engine oil, and they would store it in a tank, and they'd have an oil burner that burned used engine oil. So there is even an adapter that you can burn that kind of oil, used engine oil, in your outdoor wood furnace. Now, I'm not too fond of that because there are a lot of heavy metals in used engine oil. I don't like burning it. So I don't. Because there's lead in the, comes from the bearings. There's heavy metals. And then, of course, there's the steel and the iron and the cobalt and the molybdenum and all the additives that are in the oil. So I really don't want to burn it. So what happens to your oil, class, when you bring that for recycling, you know, you probably have been led to think that that's re-refined and turns into engine oil again. No, it doesn't. It actually goes to large ships, and they burn it. The way I would not burn it in our outdoor wood furnace, they burn it on the ocean, and they pollute the atmosphere with your used engine oil. But we all think that we're recycling it. But it is way better than pouring it on the
ground. Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com. We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Yeah. You know, Frank, in class, I just went into the kitchen, topped off the coffee a little bit, and I'm drinking decaffeinated. And I make it pretty thin. But I was in the kitchen, and I was talking to Bam, and he was saying, yeah, he's helping this this family sell their vehicle. But it's about an hour away, so it's an hour each way. And people are saying, I want to come see it, I want to come see it. And I said, well, how many people do you have that want to come see it? He said, I've got three right now. I said, okay, why don't you tell them to all come at the same time? And that's what he's going to do. He's going to have all three of them show up at the same time.
You can start a little auction.
And he got that from me back in the '80s. Mrs. Finelli had a Ford Pinto station wagon, and she decided she was going to sell it. And I put an ad in the paper, and a guy called up and he said he wanted to see it. And I said, why don't you come, like, and I'm trying to remember the timeline, but why don't you come after work? I've got some other people interested. Why don't you come at, like, 5 o'clock? Another guy called up. I said, well, I've got some other people coming. Why don't you come at 5 o'clock? And another guy called up, and I said, well, I've got some other people coming. Why don't you come at 5 o'clock? Now, they all thought they were going to get there before the other guys. They all got there at the same time. And I said, well, why don't we introduce ourselves to each other? And I said, well, let's go for a ride. And I put everybody in the car. And I drove it. And I said, okay, you were here first. Do you want it? You got first shot because you called me first. Do you want it? The guy said, yeah. I said, okay, I guess it's sold. Thanks, everybody, for coming. And it was just like that. It was that fast.
Well, I mean, since obviously been listening and being a student in the class, I use quite a bit of the Facebook market. I used to use the other sites, but yeah. It is what it is. I'm now looking for filing cabinets to kind of help me a bit more in separating my parts and things like that. And so it's so funny. You search for filing cabinets. Now I have to be careful up north because all of a sudden I'm like driving 2 hours to get a $20 filing cabinet. So I have to be careful about that. But yeah. It's yeah. very interesting, and the market and things like that. But this weekend, Mrs. Pacheco and I were kind of putting things away, the last minute things for the winter. And one of the last things we do not rake our tree leaves. We actually go around with a lawnmower and kind of mash them up. So, and my wife, Mrs. Pacheco, says it's great for the grass coming spring. I believe her. Of course. But then I had to winterize my, and I was thinking about you and Kyle, and I was saying to myself, should I remove all this gas from my lawnmower? Should I leave it and put the sea foam that Kyle talks so much about it? And mm-hmm. So I decided to go with the sea foam. I'm hoping I did the right thing, Vince.
Well, he's going to be on Thursday, so you know we can talk about that. I haven't really had that good of experience with that. What I do is, for example, a chainsaws. If I'm not mm-hmm. going to use them, I will run them out of fuel. So I'll have just a little bit of fuel left. I'll pour out. Mm-hmm. If there's a lot in there, I'll pour it out so that there's only a little bit left, and start it up and run it. Empty. Run the carburetor empty. Same with the weed whacker. Same with the lawnmowers. That's what I do, and it's worked really well for me.
Mm-hmm.
But Kyle has had great experience mm-hmm. with the gasoline stabilizer. So mm-hmm. we'll talk about that.
Yeah, that would be nice. I'll be tuning yeah. in to hear. But from my perspective, to winterize stuff, one of the greatest things. Well. A source of, I guess, service calls in the spring is when people do not know how to winterize their appliances in general, especially if you have a bit of a cottage, but have a washing machine or a dishwasher. And the problem there is because they don't know how to do it, i.e. winterize the appliance, I end up with a lot of broken valves, water valves. So, students, if you are winterizing an appliance for the winter, be it in your cottage, being it that you're going down south and you're leaving your home to go down to temperatures that could freeze, it's very important that you remove the hoses that are going to these water valves. And we'll come back as I hear.
Yeah. This is great information, class. So water's going to freeze it.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man aged 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man aged 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
USA News Update. Derek Chauvin's attorney, Gregory M. Erickson, criticizing federal prison officials for their lack of transparency after Chauvin was stabbed in the Federal Correctional Institution in Tucson, Arizona on Friday. Four people were found dead at a homeless encampment in North Carolina yesterday. The Sampson County Sheriff's Office say that the two women and two men found with gunshot wounds appear to be a murder-suicide, and there is no apparent threat to the public. President Biden says he's talking with leaders in the Middle East in an effort to extend a four-day ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war. Pope Francis delivered his Sunday prayer and message from the chapel of his Vatican residence instead of from the balcony overlooking St. Peter's Square yesterday because he has the flu. Corey Myers, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
In a world where financial landscapes can change rapidly, safeguarding your savings and retirement accounts is paramount. Direct Bullion USA is more than just the number one rated gold bullion dealer in America. We're your trusted partner in navigating the uncertainties of hyperinflation and political upheaval around the world. Direct Bullion USA can provide you with the knowledge and resources to fortify your financial stability and protect what matters most. Call us now at 888-787-GOLD. Precious metals like gold and silver have been a safe haven investment for hundreds of years. Get started when you call Direct Bullion USA at 888-787-4653 and get your free gold investing starter kit today. All it takes is one call to 888-787-GOLD. Take control of your retirement and protect your future with Direct Bullion USA. Call 888-787-4653. That's 888-787-GOLD.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go for 2 seconds,
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Frank's with us, and Frank, you're talking about appliances and winterizing. Very, very important as it's starting to get really cold. You're talking about if you have a cabin and you're going to be leaving it for a while and expecting freezing temperatures. So water freezes at 32 Fahrenheit, class, 0 centigrade. Go ahead, Frank, back to you.
Up here in the north, and my service lot are cottagers, and comes the time that you have to say goodbye and back to the, well, the big city, I guess. They haven't learned not to go there yet. Mind you, there's a lot of people that are winterizing their cottages and a bit of farmland, farm homes, and actually staying up here. But the biggest problem, they come back in the spring and they put on especially washing machines, and the water all over the place because obviously through one of those things that I guess nature, water expands when it freezes and will expand, and if there's no place to expand to, it literally bursts a valve, and the washing machine valve. And some of them are reasonably inexpensive, but others could easily be $250 for one of these super duper water valves. So the concept is to renterize. Now, yes, they will remove all the water from the plumbing system and they will use a vacuum. They do the thing. I mean, there's so many different ways of winterizing the plumbing in the house, and hopefully you get all the water out. But one of the little niches that they don't know, and our class will know now, is that there are there's a washing machine, it has a valve, and it has water. And that water will not just drain down or drain out or be vacuumed out. You literally have to go behind your washing machine, remove the hoses, which will give you once you remove those hoses, I'm recommending you, and that is what I do. I have a little vacuum pump, water vacuum. And the most important part here is to literally put the washing machine on its fill mode. Okay, both hot and cold, not just hot, not just cold. Here's what I'm trying to explain. When you put the valve on, and the hot and cold mean there's two valves there, you've now opened up that valve. There's no water because you've removed the hoses, but now you go there with your vacuum pump, water vacuum, and you suck all that water that's in that valve, and voila, you've saved yourself a service call, a parts call, and a great problem in the springtime, especially if you didn't know that your valve was leaking and you come back and you have a bit of a flood in your home.
Yeah, and so Frank, let's make sure we've said this clearly.
Yeah.
So the plan is, if you have a washing machine, mm-hmm. whether it be an agitator or a newer style front load, mm-hmm. it still has a water fill hose, actually two, hot water and cold water. So the plan is
water.
To disconnect the hose from the washing machine, drain the hose, and leave it connected electrically for the moment.
Yeah.
Turn it on to the fill cycle.
Both hot and cold, and, not just hot,
right.
not just cold. Like warm
and that
water
will cause
energize both valves, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that will actually cause the water to try to fill the tub.
That's right.
And then if you continue to the drain or the spin mode, you'll push as much out of the water pump as possible, so that would be less likely to freeze and crack with water sitting,
that would
right?
be my second point. But remember, let's not forget, once you put your washing machine to warm water, which will energize both valves, you then take your vacuum, or your water vacuum, and you literally suck on each port that water that's inside that valve. So don't forget that.
So
just removing the hose is not going to be good enough, because, see, there's a valve, a plunger valve inside the actual water valve that will stop that water from just going out. And so you need to have a bit of a vacuum.
For most people, Frank, they're not going to have a vacuum for water, but would a wet or dry vacuum cleaner?
Yes. Yeah.
Would that work for them?
Yeah.
Okay.
What I kind of was saying, my the terminology was not that clear. Yeah, a dry, wet vacuum is what I'm referring to. And then the other part is obviously there's a pump there that has the water, and as you said, Vince, winterizer down there. And here's the secret. You put that down there, you put it into a drain, and you want to make sure you see it coming out of the drain. So So, and that way, you've now winterized your washing machine to its 10th degree. And the same thing for a dishwasher, Vince, because the dishwasher also has a valve. A little bit more complicated, but the concept is almost the same. You literally go underneath and you see where the fill valve is. They're usually on the left-hand side in the front. There usually is a bit of a hose connected to it. You again remove that hose. You put your dishwasher on, and you then use your wet-dry vacuum, suck the air from that valve. And then again, you put the winter stable, the winter, what do you call it, the winterizing fluid into it, and then you put it through a drain. Now, unfortunately, with these new fangled dangle dishwashers, unlike the old ones where you had a dial which you can just put it through, you just have to wait. You'll know when that dishwasher has gone through a drain system. So,
yeah, and what Frank is referring to is recreational vehicle antifreeze.
Mm-hmm,
so you can pour a little bit of antifreeze in there, and it'd be less likely to corrode the plumbing if it's any metallic plumbing.
Yeah.
Plastic plumbing, you know, won't be affected. In an emergency, Frank, here's what I've done. We used to have a cabin in the top of a mountain in West Virginia. And the heating system was electric radiant baseboard, but it really was wood heat with a wood stove. And so if we weren't there, we weren't going to leave the heat on. So in the winter, we would drain the plumbing systems. And what we did when I put the plumbing in, is I had all the plumbing running downhill. So, but it was a simple cabin. It didn't have a lot of plumbing.
Mm-hmm.
But all the hot and cold water pipes ran downhill so that I could go under the cabin into like the crawl space area and open just a valve that would let me drain out all the water. So what I did was I'd shut off the water and I'd open up the kitchen, you know, faucet. I'd have it on warm, which would be hot and cold, and flush the toilet and hold the lever down and open the drain, and all the water that was in the plumbing would run downhill because I designed it to run downhill.
Mm-hmm.
So it'd be real easy to do. But for most people, that's not the case.
No.
They don't have a system where the plumbing runs downhill. So here's what I did, Frank. I bought the neatest thing. It was at Menards, and it's a brass adapter, and it fits a garden hose.
Mm-hmm.
So you screw a garden hose onto this brass adapter, and then you hook up an air compressor to it, and it will blow out the lines. It'll push air through. And it has a little tiny hole about the size, if you were to make a dot with a sharp pencil on a piece of paper, a small dot, that is the size of the hole that the air will come through. And the reason for that is to reduce the volume of air so you don't have so much pressure you burst your pipes.
That's right.
But so you can literally blow out pipes with air if you want to.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's maybe a $5 or $6 or $7 part. Menard sells them. And it's called a garden hose adapter for an air compressor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's quick connect on one side for the air and screw in garden hose, you know, 3/4 inch for the other side. Works great. So I just wanted to share that. And class, this is a big deal. And there's another place that can freeze, and that would be a toilet, because
mm-hmm.
toilets have a water trap in them.
Yeah.
So Frank, here's what I've done with toilets. I just mix up some salt. I have salt with me, and I put about a tablespoon of salt into maybe a cup of water, mix it up thoroughly, and then pour it into the toilet.
Mm-hmm.
And you can put it in both places. You can put it in the tank if there's a little bit of water in there, or you can put it in the bowl. Now, if you put it in the tank, you know, the back tank of the toilet, and there's any metal in there, it's going to corrode it. So it's really aggressive. Salt is really aggressive. So it might not be what you want to do. You might want to use the recreational vehicle antifreeze in the back of the toilet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And, you know, Frank, we're talking about a $4 jug of antifreeze, right?
Yeah.
Saving a $200 toilet plus a $200 replacement for the toilet, right? You know, the labor.
Yeah. No, I mean, like, as I say, most washing machine valves are $20, $30, $40, but the ones that are for high class washing machines, easy $250 for a valve, and a labor to get into them, and they're usually stackers, it's quite a bit. So, class, if you are going to leave your house, home to the cold, to the environment, do that, and you'll be so happy. Or you'll learn your lesson once. I mean, I hardly ever go back to a customer who's had this problem, partly because I do take my time and I do explain how they can protect themselves for the next time. The other one that I have a bit of problems with now, see, in the United States, non-condensing furnaces is still allowed. In Canada, there's no sales of non-condensing furnace. What am I talking about? All our furnaces in Canada, by law, now have to have what they call condensing furnace, i.e. they have to take that extra heat from the fumes going out, and that extra heat that they take out through different condensers becomes a liquid, and that's why they call condensing furnaces. So you remove that heat. It's like boiling water, but now you remove that heat, so now that vapor turns back into water. And what happens then, there's a plate in front and all sorts of interesting things that have water in them. So, class, if you do have a condensing furnace, then they're usually around the 96% efficiency furnaces. You definitely will have a condensing furnace. Don't be afraid. It's really not that difficult to see what all these little rubber cubes are, and use common sense and say, oh, I think there's going to be water on this tube in the bottom, and it's usually held by a clamp that your fingers can actually open it up, and just remove that and let whatever is in there come out.
Yeah, and class, so if you have a cabin and you're concerned about freezing, and you're not there, don't forget the hot water heater. You want to drain it completely and leave the valve open and the supply
water
shut off.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, class, if you use a recreational vehicle antifreeze, make sure that if you use your washing machine, run a cycle. You know, when you come back to your cabin or you decide to use it after the winter, run a cycle of just water through it and make sure you rinse it. You might want to do that twice. Same with your dishwasher. No need to put antifreeze in the hot water heater. I would not do that. Just drain it completely. And with your washing machine, I'd run two cycles of, you know, washing with it and just water and then rinse it out so you don't have any of those chemicals on your clothing. Your thoughts, Frank?
So glad you said the hot water tanks. Most people remember that they need to drain their hot water tanks, and that's absolutely fair. What most people don't do is shut the fuse breaker to the element on that hot water tank. So what happens, Vince, they come in the cottage, bang, bang, power on, pan-a-lan, fill up their hot water tanks, and, oh, I got no hot water. Why? The elements came on without any water inside. And honestly, it does not take much to burn those hot water elements without having that water load. So I put a big sign, because it's almost $150 to change that element and so on and so forth. Put a big sign in front of, do not turn the breaker into this hot water tank until it's full of water. And I get so many of those in the springtime, it's not funny.
Very, very serious point, class. So a hot water heater element, is it's just like the cooking element on your electric stove, you know, the old-fashioned Calrod coiled elements that you, the burners, if you will. It's like that, except it's either shaped like a J, or it's an element that goes out and returns, you know, two parallel lines, but they're connected. It's really one piece bent into a real tight U. And the idea is they'll last a long time as long as the heat can be removed from them, because they get red hot. And if there's no water to remove the heat from the elements, they will burn up very quickly, you know, probably within maybe a minute or two, literally. So Frank is absolutely positively correct. And Frank, one of the things that this is really not a maintenance for the winter per se, but your hot water heater manual, class, probably tells you to drain the hot water heater once a month. I'm willing to bet virtually nobody does that, Frank. Is that true?
That is very true. Once a month, from a practical point of view, I would put a little question mark. However, once a month, open that valve on the bottom and see if there's any sediments coming out and clean that bottom part of your hot water tank, especially, Vince, if you're having a propane hot water tank system. Because we've talked about water softeners, but if you don't have one, I bet you that that bottom of your hot water tank is full of calcium. And you need to drain that out because that calcium will stay in there and cake up and actually form insulation to that flame that's coming from the bottom to heat it up. It's so funny. I hate to say this to a certain extent, but why not? When I go to my supplier, they have these junk trucks that take things for steel. Usually you'll see two bins of hot water tanks that are propane, hardly any that are electrical. So I'm just going to stop here and let you make a decision. I mean, obviously, sometimes you do have to have a propane tank just from where you are and so on and so forth. But it's very interesting. And part of that is not doing what I've just said to you is drain at least a pail of water. Like my hot water tank, I have a hose attached to it, period. And every now and then I go down there and I turn it off. But then you judge yourself, obviously. It's like changing a filter in the furnace, and that's another whole different thing. But, you know, you open that tap on the bottom of that hot water tank, and if there's sediments coming out of it, then you're going to do it next month. But then there'll come a time, or maybe you don't have as much hardness in your water, maybe every 2 months. Like, there'll be a time which you'll make a decision when you should be doing this. And once you've set that time, then just keep it up.
And here's an interesting thing, Frank. Typical hot water heaters with they call them glass line, which really means a porcelain coating on a steel tank. They have an aluminum or a magnesium anode. It's a rod that goes inside the tank, virtually from the top of the tank to a couple inches off the bottom floor of the tank. And it sacrifices itself. But if you have soft water, just that little bit of salinity causes that aluminum or aluminum magnesium or magnesium anode rod to turn gelatinous. And you will have the equivalent of chunky Jell-O. I mean, like, if you combine chocolate chip cookies and Jell-O, that's what you would have at the bottom of that water heater. And by opening that valve up, even if it's pressurized, if you have a hose on there, and you open up that valve at the bottom of the hot water heater and drain some of the water out, you won't believe what comes out. And you're going to want to drain it till all that goo comes out. You really are. Am I speaking the truth, Frank, or what?
All right, that's just speaking the truth, Vince. And I think we should put for a celibus next Monday to talk about hot water tanks. There's so much more to be covered. I remember that's one of the ways we got together because I was having...
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.